Texas State is known as the rising star of Texas and home to a diverse student body. The university has also become a place for non-traditional students to join the Bobcat community. The increase in enrollment has caused the graduation rate of non-traditional students to continually grow in the last 5 years. According to the non-traditional student organization's website, non-traditional students include veterans, students that have a delay in post-secondary education after high school, returning or transfer students, students who are married or have a domestic partnership, and students that are parents, guardians, or work full-time. In 2011, there were 28,959 non-traditional students that graduated with an undergraduate degree. There were 29,458 in 2002, 31,005 in 2013, and 32,177 in 2014, showing a continuous increase over time. And last year, the number of graduates totaled 33,480. Kayla Ward will be graduating in May with a bachelor's degree in sociology. Ward has studied at Texas State for the last 2.5 years while taking care of her 11-year-old daughter. Ward says she started taking classes at the university after she was laid off from her job in 2009 at an inspection company. Once she came to the university, she was hired back and has been working there while taking classes on campus.
I mean, as a parent and a person that works 30 to 40 hours a week, it's hard. So I'm most proud of being able to accomplish it, to get it done.
After graduation, Ward says she plans to take a semester-long break to work and prepare to apply for a master's degree here at Texas State. Ward said she decided to come back to the university because it's the best option for her and her daughter.
Really love our department, and so quite honestly, if I don't get in here, I probably won't pursue a master's. I really like the department that we have, and I like the direction it's going into. And as a parent, there's not really many other options, so I'm not going to move my daughter around. It's either Texas State or just move on in the working world.
According to the university website, last year, Texas State was designated a top military-friendly university by Military Advanced Education. The number of graduated veterans is also increasing each year. Last year, the number of veteran graduates was 3,148 compared to 2,927 in 2014. In 2013, there were 2,318 graduates. In 2012, there were 2,587. And in 2011, there were 2,284 veteran graduates. Blake Holbrook is an Army veteran and graduated with a bachelor's degree in English last year. He says it took him 9 years to complete his bachelor's degree after coming back from the war.
So my cumulative GPA was not good enough to get in the master's program. So I talked to the teachers and they're like, if you start another bachelor's, it grants you a brand new GPA. So I'll just get another bachelor's.
Holbrook says he chose to get another bachelor's degree at Texas State in social work because he likes helping people, especially the veteran population at the university.
Currently, I work for the school as the court outreach coordinator for Tutor Corps, which is a veteran-to-veteran tutoring program. We're also starting a mentoring program. I have a program for fly fishing for veterans and like kind of a wilderness adventure program for veterans. So that's, I think, especially with this wilderness kind of adventure thing, I think that my social work degree, well, obviously I'll have to come back and get a master's, but in the meantime, I'm going to work in the recreational therapy side of helping veterans using the wilderness and fly fishing and stuff like that.
Criminal justice senior Bethany Wilson says she transferred to the university after receiving her associate's at a community college in the Woodlands. Wilson says she will be graduating this May with a bachelor's degree in criminal justice.
I knew I wanted to do criminal justice, and I was deciding between here or Sam Houston as far as, because I know that they have the best criminal justice programs. And I got accepted to both, but I guess it kind of came down to location. I lived close to Huntsville, and I just don't like that area. And my sister and niece and nephew, they all had just moved here, so I decided I'd rather be here and move and basically for the location.
Wilson is also the programming coordinator for the non-traditional student organization. Wilson says she was in the Air Force and worked in security forces before being medically discharged. She says the professors in the criminal justice department have influenced her to get her master's in social work and her future career path to work with juvenile sex offenders.
One of them in particular, Dr. Elsass, she taught my treatment and criminal justice class, which has probably been like my most influential class. And she was the one, I mean, her class got a lot of information. I really learned a lot. I was able to go to her office and talk to her every now and then, you know, get help and kind of get her advice on where I should go after I graduated. And so, you know, I would tell her what I wanted to do. And she was one that was like, definitely try to get your master's in social work. And she actually was the first one to mention being a juvenile sex offender therapist. I'd wanted to work with juveniles, but sex offenders was not on my list, probably like the last place on my list. But I don't know, like after going through her class and talking to her, I kind of gained more of an interest in working with them.
Graduation is a proud moment for every student, especially those that take a non-traditional path to receive their diploma. It's clear that Texas State students have a great pride in being part of a growing university. For In the Public Interest, I'm Rebecca Banks.